He may have been late, and he may have been frazzled. But when he sat down across from Maya, Jake forgot all about getting evicted from his apartment and nearly losing his job in the same day. At least for the first 30 seconds. Welcome to the Thankful Bistro. How is your energy level tonight? An incredibly enthusiastic server had appeared in front of him. Fine, I think. Excellent. What do you have to be thankful for today? Jake wondered what had happened to all those normal restaurant questions. Is tap water okay? Sure. Would he like to hear the specials? That would be great. He looked at the server, who was wearing a name tag and a sticker on her shirt. The name tag read China. The sticker had an image of a bee and read, Be Thankful. Well, China, today I found out that I owe $50,000 and I'm getting kicked out of my apartment. Oh, and I might lose my job. But otherwise, I'm good. That's what he thought about saying. But instead, he said, Well, it's fairly warm for November. Although I guess since we're in California, that's not too unusual. Can we get this over with? Is that all you have to be thankful for? China gave him a wink and looked over at Maya. Right, of course. It's okay, Maya smiled. I talked to her while I was waiting and told her it was a special dinner. Jake pretended to smile at China while silently placing a curse on her family for generations to come. The Thankful Bistro was vegan, but everything on the menu cost as much as the fancy Mexican place he'd been eyeing before Maya picked it. Apparently, there was surge pricing on lentils. Jake took a sip of water and realized he needed to change his attitude. Maybe some of the high-priced positive energy would wear off on him. Besides, here was Maya. In some ways, it felt like just yesterday that he bumped into her at the charity event Brightside had helped with. When they sat together during the auction, they whispered nonstop like old friends. After she agreed to go hiking with him the following weekend, he worked extra hard at his job for the next 5 days, fueled with the anticipation of seeing her again. In other ways, it felt like it had been several years, not 6 months. He liked her. He really liked her. He also didn't want to scare her off. Probably good to not go too fast in these situations, he assumed. So, how was your day? He finally asked. It was good, she said. I finished up a big report on how our job training clients are contributing to the local economy. And next weekend, we're going to Denver for the regional conference. So I'm helping the new intern get ready. Maya worked in donor relations for a nonprofit that raised money and support for newly settled immigrants. After college, she joined AmeriCorps and worked with kids from migrant families living in East Texas. When she moved back to California, she jumped into a job with the United Way, changing to a smaller organization after 2 years, because she felt like she could make more of a difference. What would a future with her look like? At this point, what would any future look like? If he didn't get his act together, he wouldn't have many options at all. Jake, are you listening? She had been looking at him for a while, and he came back to life. Maya, I'm sorry, he said. To be honest, I had kind of a rough day. Well, you do seem really distracted tonight. What happened? He told her about the presentation, the messages, and the talk he'd had with Jan on the way out the door. I'm sure it will be fine, he said when he was finished. He wasn't sure at all, but he worried about dumping his problems on Maya. Among other things, he hadn't told her about the debt before. In his telling now, it became some student loans from when I was at Cal State, not $50,000 worth. It still didn't sound great, he realized, but hopefully she understood that he was under some stress. If he could just get a handle on his problems, he'd be able to do a much better job in the boyfriend department. Time to change the subject. Hey, are you still planning to invite me for Thanksgiving? They were at a crucial stage of their relationship. She had met Zach and talked with his parents on a video call before Jake went up for his last visit. But he still hadn't met her family. When she suggested he join her for the upcoming holiday, it felt like a big deal. She looked away for a moment. Sure, that would be fine. That would be fine? Was it his imagination, or did she sound less than enthusiastic? Okay, cool. I'm really excited about the tamales. He probably should have said something about being excited to meet her family. Still, he was really excited about the tamales. She had told him about a recipe that her grandmother had passed on to her mother. At every holiday, they served a range of traditional Mexican fare along with American standards. Jake did his best to perk up for the rest of the dinner. For dessert, they ordered a $20 gluten-free vegan apple pie. It was good, as long as you enjoyed the taste of cardboard. But when he looked at Maya and saw that she was perfectly content, he relaxed again. He really should stop complaining so much.